as December comes to a close, we've been looking at some standout moments of the past year for our resident chef, Kathy Gunst. That means food memories, stellar dishes from restaurants here in the US as well as Italy and Mexico. She joins us now to talk about some of her favorite bites. Kathy, hi.
Hello, Deepa.
Set the scene for us. What makes something memorable for you?
It's a lot of different elements, actually. Sometimes it's a great meal, and it has to do with the people I'm with, my family or friends, where you sit around a table, and the next thing you know, hours have gone by. Other times it's at a farmer's market where something just sparks my imagination. And often it's in restaurants, but more frequently than ever, it's not the high-end, super expensive, super fancy places that call to me. It's the more imaginative, fun, and slightly more reasonable places that really stuck with me this year.
Great. Well, I love that. Let's dive in to some of your best bites. We're going to start in California, in Los Angeles, where you say you had the best onion rings you've ever tasted.
Of my life. Okay, let me set the scene. Picture a sports bar with lots of big screen TVs playing everything from tennis to football. But instead of typical sports bar menu, this place called Pizza Palace on LA's East Side offers chicken wings, pizza, and fried foods, but they've all been reinvented with Indian spices and big, bold flavors. So the onion
rings. Oh,
that's
my kind of place.
They take thick, fat slices of onion and they dip them into a dosa batter, which are made from fermented rice and lentils. They're fried to kind of crunchy perfection, and they serve them with a green mango dipping sauce. They almost look like donuts. Wow. They're so big, and the crunch and flavor, it just sent me over. But you'll also find green tikka pizza, crisp green chicken wings with jalapenos, cilantro, chive, and mint. This place also has one of the most inventive cocktail menus. I don't drink much, but I was really called by the chai whiskey sour with whiskey, chai, Darjeeling, lemon, and egg white. And then there was a jaggery old-fashioned made with Indian whiskey, jaggery, and cardamom bitters. It's a super noisy place. It's full of life and kind of in this land of chain restaurants and places that just take themselves way too seriously. Pizza Palace is such fun.
That just kind of sounds like India to me. Super noisy and full of life. You know, that
TV
sounds amazing.
Sets.
Pizza Palace in Los Angeles. I am putting it on my list. Now, you also tasted a kimchi stew, and that inspired you to come up with your own recipe.
I did. I went to a very small, intimate little restaurant called Soban in Koreatown in Los Angeles. And the first thing you notice when you walk in there are just these shelves of oversized glass jars with fermented and pickled vegetables. You see mushrooms and ginger and cabbage and chili peppers. And we had the kimchi stew and we had the short rib stew, but the kimchi stew, full of pickled and fermented flavors, just warmed us up on a cool evening. It has this brilliant red color from the chilies and the spices and the cabbage, and it just felt like it would cure anything the world throws at you. So, of course, the next day, I went to a Korean supermarket, and in LA, there are loads of them.
Many.
And I got some kimchi and Korean red pepper paste and came up with this recipe. And there's a vegetarian version, and there's also a version that uses marinated pork belly, and it is perfect winter food.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to try that. We'll put that recipe at our website. Let's jump across the country to the East Coast, to New York. You recommend a restaurant called the Potluck Club. And one of my favorite things in the world, their spicy eggplant. Tell us how they do it there.
Me too. Well, the Potluck Club is a Cantonese American restaurant. It's kind of located at the intersection of New York City's Chinatown and the Lower East Side. And it is also kind of hip and fun and buzzing with energy. I tried the pork and chive pot stickers. Amazing. The salt and pepper fried chicken with a scallion biscuit and pickled jalapenos and chili plum jam. but it was the spicy eggplant with a spicy bean sauce, fried shallots, and cilantro. And the eggplant was almost silky. And then this topping of the spicy chilies, crunchy fried scallions, and fresh cilantro. It was like the most perfect blend of textures, flavor, and color. And I craved it the minute I walked out the door.
Sounds amazing. Now, in your home state of Maine, you love Walkers. You say you're obsessed with the side dishes there.
I am. Chef Justin Walker is a really inventive cook. This is probably the most high-end place on my list. And people go to Walker's mostly to have the Maine scallops, and he does a wonderful roasted Maine salmon. But it is the wood-fired beets, the lowly beet that's served with cultured cream, horseradish, maple syrup, and sea salt. And at Walker's, almost everything is cooked on open fire. When you walk into the dining room, you peek into the kitchen and you see this multi-leveled, incredible wood-burning fire pit, and the beets are buried in there, and they're so good. He also does a pumpkin fry. So think a French fry, but made with pumpkin with ancho chilies and aioli. And somehow I convinced myself that pumpkin is way healthier than potatoes, so I ate all of them.
Amazing. Now, Kathy, you got to travel for work this year, including a trip to Mexico City. Oh, what a tough job you have, Kathy. Tell us about the memorable places you found there.
There were two. One was called Contramar, which is pretty well known in Mexico City. And in particular, it was a grilled kingfish fillet with two sauces. So they fillet this fresh fish, and half of it is in a deep red adobo rub, and the other half is in this brilliant green parsley rub. So it comes to the table, and it's green and red, and it's moist and crisp and absolutely warm, earthy flavors, fabulous. The other place is not so well known. It's called Fonda Margarita. And this is a breakfast place that a lot of locals go to. And I had a version of chilaquiles verde, which were freshly made corn tortillas with a green tomatillo sauce and a fried egg. Absolutely fabulous. There was live music. We were the only tourists in the place on a sunny Wednesday, and I felt like I had truly arrived in Mexico City.
Oh, that sounds amazing. And then to the other side of the world, you went to Italy. Tell us about that and the food discovery you made there.
I did. I was lucky enough to teach there this past year, and we were walking around the little town of Santa Margherita, and we found this tiny little restaurant, and we went to order, and the waiter looked at us and said, "And farinata?" And we're like, "What's farinata?" And 10 minutes later, he arrived with this thin, golden, kind of a pancake drizzled with this green olive oil and sprigs of fresh rosemary. And it's made from milled chickpea flour. So I got some chickpea flour here and experimented with the recipe. And I think I got a pretty good version of it. Not quite as good as that charming little place in Liguria, but really delicious.
Kathy, thank you so much for a year of amazing, tantalizing food. Is there anything left for 2024?
Well, I think you're going to see a lot more vegetable-forward eating. I think you're going to see a lot more non-alcoholic beer as well as booze and mocktails. And I also think you're going to see a lot of health and plant-based foods showing up on menus, but still Americans are obsessed with comfort food. So that's our dichotomy. We want health, but we want comfort.
Kathy Gunst is Here and Now's resident chef, talking about her favorite bites of 2023. And of course, we'll have all her recipes and restaurant names at our website, hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, Deepa. Happy New Year to you and to everyone.